o'clock.
And breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Knight. It's hard to imagine a typhoon as big as the one that ripped through the Philippines. There are reports of at least 100 people killed.
This is what they call a super typhoon. Ian is hammering at the door. So powerful, it sent a million people fleeing. Winds of more than 150 miles per hour tearing up everything in their way. The central Philippines were battered in what could be the most powerful storm ever to make landfall.
Correspondent Lisa Holland with our sister network Sky News. The Red Cross was on the ground before the storm hit.
They managed to evacuate around 600,000 people.
The Red Cross's Ben Webster from London fears the death and destruction could be enormous.
So there are between 12 and 15 million people living in the path of the typhoon. It spread over a vast area, hundreds of islands.
It's impossible to know the extent of damage so far because communication has been cut off to many areas. Talks are resuming in Geneva this morning aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear program. All sides report they are making progress, but Secretary of State John Kerry cautions that many issues remain unresolved. What's the political fallout from the problems in launching the new health care law?
Given public discontent with Obamacare, University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato says Democrats have good reason to be worried.
In Louisiana and North Carolina and other places, you have Democratic Senate incumbents who are worried about this particular issue. It could be the issue that ousts them.
At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Score another victory for backers of gay marriage. The State House in Hawaii last night okayed a bill legalizing it. The state Senate is expected to concur next week. Gay marriage would become legal in Hawaii starting on December 2nd. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Weeknights, we are busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper. Weekdays, it's Markets Now on Fox Business.
Big sales for automakers.
We will indeed see some reaction down here.
We've got the numbers.
I'll look at some of the winners and losers in the market.
Tracking every trade, watching every sector.
The stock's actually at an all-time high.
U.S. manufacturing continued to expand.
Minute by minute, Markets Now is your source for real-time business news.
Gold and silver dropping like lead balloons today.
You still can find some opportunities.
Only one network has the pulse across the financial world. Fox Business, the power to prosper.
Top-level trouble in the Navy.
Vice Admiral Ted Branch is Director of Naval Intelligence. Rear Admiral Bruce Loveless, Director of Intelligence Operations. Both were placed on temporary leave as they're investigated in a growing bribery case. It involves a defense contractor based in Singapore that's accused of providing cash, vacations, and prostitutes in exchange for overbilling the U.S. government. Although they're not formally charged, the admirals are cut off from classified information. Three high-ranking Navy officials have already been arrested. Their trial date won't be set before the end of February, a federal judge in San Diego agreeing to a delay. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
California authorities say four people have been charged in a scheme being called virtual kidnappings. The suspects are accused of using telemarketing tactics to shake down immigrants for ransom money under the guise that loved ones have been kidnapped. In reality, nobody had been kidnapped, and the callers didn't even know who they were calling. The scheme raked in at least $500,000 since 2007. A judge in Connecticut is deciding if emergency calls from last year's school massacre in Newtown should be made public.
The judge wants to hear the Newtown 911 tapes before making a decision, a hearing scheduled for November 25th. The state's attorney leading the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting investigation wants those tapes sealed. He's appealing a ruling to release them from the Connecticut Freedom of Information Commission. The Associated Press is requesting the calls to examine the police response to the massacre last December. 20 children and 6 school staff members died. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Protesters and civil rights groups in Detroit are calling for justice after a suburban Detroit homeowner fatally shot a 19-year-old woman on his porch. Renisha McBride had been seeking help after a nearby auto accident. The homeowner is said to have told police in Dearborn Heights that he thought she was an intruder and fired accidentally. She was hit in the face with a shotgun. The homeowner hasn't been identified. I'm Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
Cold air in the Canadian Plains is taking shape, and that's going to be building in for us as we make our way beyond Tuesday and Wednesday, as daytime temperatures will be falling into the 40s for highs. But today, bright sunshine will make it up into the mid-50s, a little bit of a southwesterly breeze, a few clouds tonight, lows tonight near 40, sunshine for tomorrow with highs near 60, and Veterans Day Monday, sunny skies in the forecast, highs in the mid-50s. Richard Dwedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For over 40 years, people have been selling their unwanted real estate to Charles Parrish, and he pays all cash with no commissions or settlement costs. Charles is licensed, bonded, and insured, and has a reputation for honesty and fair prices. So if you have any kind of real estate to sell, commercial, residential, raw land, non-conforming, call and speak directly to Charles at 866-474-7000 or visit charlesparrish.com. That's Parrish with two R's. Let Charles make you an offer.
Set your alarm clock to AM 680 WCBM. Tune your first car radio button to AM 680. Listen at work on WCBM.com. Listen all day and all night to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410 WCBM 680 or 1-800 WCBM 680.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and it's just me today, no guest. We're just going to be rocking and rolling with your phone calls. It is the first Saturday in November, isn't it? Or is it the second Saturday? No, it's the second Saturday in November, and we are opening duck season today here in Maryland. The second split of the duck season is kicking in today. And for those of you who might be going duck hunting this morning, we welcome your phone calls here to 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And anybody else that would like to call that number, we're sure glad to take your call. We are also in the midst of our second month of our muzzleloader contest. I talked to the folks at CVA yesterday, made sure that last month's winner's muzzleloader is on its way, and they assured me that it is. I also ordered another one for myself, so we'll let you know how that goes. And the folks at CV are great. You know, the head guy, the chief, the big dude that I talked to is actually this morning in Montana on a mule deer hunt. So we wish Dudley McGarity a lot of luck out there. I don't know if he's hunting with a muzzleloader or a high-powered rifle. We didn't get that far into it. We were texting each other back on our cell phones yesterday, so that was pretty cool. And there's Michael in Relay. He wants to get in the contest. And, Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Allen. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I really enjoy your show.
Good. I appreciate that.
I've got some friends that are hunters, and I'd like to, I'm trying to get with them to go out, get them to take me out for my first time, but just haven't got around to it.
I got you. Do you have a hunter safety education course?
I took it, but that's it. You know, I'm a lifetime NRA member.
That doesn't quite cut it. Unless you have that hunter's ed certificate, you're not going to get a hunt license.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's on my list. Just got a lot of things. You got two small kids.
I know it.
Outside.
I know
it. Getting away from the, computer games.
Oh, that's the best, man. That's the best. Get away from that. Get away from that machine. As much as you can. I mean, I'm locked into it because of the business and the communications that we have to have within that businesses, the businesses that I'm involved in. And I just, I welcome the opportunity to get out in the woods and get away from that thing. So.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your show. I mean, I really enjoy it.
Well, you're in the muzzleloader contest. We got your name and number, and we appreciate you going on the air with us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Michael. Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, Michael just illustrates the one thing. You just can't say, I want to go hunting and go. You have got to have a little bit of training, and it's required in Maryland. Yeah, NRA member got a gun. That's right. I got a gun. I can go. Well, not quite. You have to take your training course, your hunter education safety training course, graduate from that. And it's 10 hours of your life. It can mean all the difference in the world. I've taken the course in Maryland a couple times. I've taken it in Pennsylvania. And it's always good to take a refresher. If you haven't taken it since you were a kid or whatever, you might want to check it out and do that. Now, the Hunter Safety Education courses is run by volunteer safety instructors. They're not paid. They don't get anything for doing what they do. They dedicate their time just to make sure that most of the time it's youngsters are safe in the field. And that's what they do. And you can participate in that Hunter Safety Education course. They have courses in every county. And they get filled up rather quickly because there's so much interest in hunting right now, which is good, for the future. And we like that. So there you go. It is the first day of duck season, as I was saying. The duck bag limit today is 6 ducks, including mergansers. They're still counted as ducks. No more than 5 long-tailed ducks, 4 scoters, if you're a sea duck hunter. 4 mallards, there's maximum of 2 hen mallards, 3 wood ducks, 2 scop, bluebills, 2 redheads, 2 pintails, 2 hooded mergansers, 2 canvasbacks. Notice the 2 canvasbacks. Now, I don't know that the cans are here yet, but black duck season is also in. 1 black duck is offered to you today. 1 fulvous tree duck, not very common, and a mottled duck, which is a whatever. A mottled duck is a crossbreed, basically, black duck, mallard duck, or whatever. All other species of ducks except harlequins may be taken up to the 6 duck limit. The possession limit is 3 times the daily bag limit. In addition to the duck daily bag limit, hunters may take 15 coots per day. No open season on harlequin ducks or swans. Let's talk to Richard in Chestertown. Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm wondering if you could tell me what the opening date of the goose season is, Canadian goose.
Well, there are no Canadian geese, but there are Canada geese, which comes in November 16th.
November 16th.
Yes, November 16th this week runs through November 29th. And the bag limit in the AP, that's the migrating goose, is 2 with a possession limit of 6. And then the late resident goose season also comes in on the 16th in the late resident goose hunt zone. And that limit is 5.
Okay, my next question is, have you had a report from any of your buddies about the rut? Is anybody getting any feelers on what's happening out there?
Rut is cranked up. It got cranked up this week. We were in the stand last Saturday night. Laura and I were in the stand last Saturday night. We saw 3 bucks. We saw 8 does. The biggest buck in the woods was a 10-point. He was about 100 yards away. Of course, we were bow hunting. He was pushing a doe around. Talked to my friends in Montgomery County. They are telling me that the what day was it? Wednesday, Thursday. Bucks are out in the middle of the daytime chasing does. I've seen bucks with their hawks all black. The bucks are ready to go. You know, they get ready for the rut by urinating down over their hawks and rubbing their legs together on that tarsal gland. The does are not quite as willing, but now some of the does are starting to come into estrus.
Okay,
so it's kicking, man. It's kicking. This week will be hot. Right before the full moon.
Well, Art, I want to thank you for the job you do. We listen every weekend, and happy hunting. Be safe.
Well, you too, buddy. Thank you. See ya. Bye bye. There he goes. And Richard on his way to hunt. Where are you hunting, Richard?
I'm hunting in Frederick County, Alan.
Okay, good. Are you deer hunting or what?
Yeah, I'm bow hunting this morning.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, you got a little hot spot out there.
I like it. It's a new spot to me. I just got permission late in the year last year. I got in some late season hunting, saw a lot of activity. Didn't take one. Passed up a couple opportunities, but I've already passed up a small 5-point last Saturday.
Good.
I want to take a fat doe or a mature buck.
Yep. Well, I'm in the market for a couple of does. I did take a buck in the muzzleloader season, so I want to be able to take a couple fat does. Now, trust me, if the right buck comes in during the archery season, I'll take him. But no mediocre buck right now.
Right. On those. I think the people around me are practicing QDM. I mean, it's only me and one other guy hunting this particular property, but then there's adjoining properties, and I've talked to a few of those people.
Yep, that's good.
And it seems like we're all on the same page, it seemed like. So
that's real good. We met a fella that's been very, very gracious, and I can't say his name because I'm sure he doesn't want the publicity, but he's allowed us to hunt a piece of property in Montgomery County. I've not hunted Montgomery County much. I've only taken one deer in Montgomery County, and that was on the management program. But I will tell you what, we've got lots of deer, and I think what happened Saturday night, I don't know if you remember it or not, it was very windy last Saturday. We had a front coming through, and it was extremely windy.
Yeah.
That messed us up a little bit, but then we also found out that there was that night, there was a coyote on the trail camera that was, 20 yards from us. So,
wow.
So we don't know if the coyote was in there when we were there and had the deer all jittery, but like I said, we had deer would come into range and then just blow out, and we don't know what that was because our scent wasn't going that way. So,
right.
That happens.
I had a mature buck. I'm trying to think of what day I was hunting. I just pulled into the guys. Guys got a long lane here. But I could hear some chasing going on in the woods, and I couldn't quite make out what it was. I mean, I knew it was a buck, obviously, but chasing a doe, but I couldn't see the quality of the buck. And then about an hour later, it was two. I could see the does. One was a regular-looking doe. The other one was a real light-colored coat.
Yeah.
About an hour later, those same two does and a buck, I'm sure it was the same buck still pursuing them, came in completely opposite side of me. I mean, they must have made a huge wide sweep. And but the lead doe picked me up and took off. They got within about 50 yards, and that buck was a shooter buck.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't get my opportunity there.
Well, that happens. That's deer hunting. When they're chasing those does, they've got that on their mind. And it's hard to get them to stop, and it's hard to get them to come close.
Yeah, the does are the ones you really got to, let pass.
That's right.
They're the ones you got to worry about. The buck's going to be stupid, but the does aren't stupid.
No, they're not stupid. They're very wary, and they're the ones that can pick you off right away.
And I want to remind all the hunters out there, don't you be stupid. Use what you learned in hunter safety.
That's exactly right. Now, did you hear this story? And I haven't done any research on it. Someone was telling me about a man who fell from his tree stand and broke his neck. And they had him in a coma on life support, and they woke him up from his coma and said, "Here's the deal: you will be on life support the rest of your life and paralyzed from your neck down." And he said, "Don't put me back on life support," and apparently passed away the next day. Had you heard that story at all?
I have not. Is that it, supposedly in Maryland?
I believe so.
Wow, no, I haven't heard it.
Yep. So
you got to tie off.
Yes, exactly right. You're absolutely right. Maybe somebody out there heard that story and can reference me to the right spot. But my daughter actually told me about that. So,
Yeah, I haven't heard it, but I'm tired. I mean, I've always hunted by myself, which I know is not a supposedly a safe hunting practice, but it just makes me that much more cautious and safe. So
that's
I've been
right.
Doing that for 30 years, I don't take any shortcuts.
You
and
can't.
I'm tied to that tree. That tree has to fall down for me to come out of that tree.
Yep, exactly.
I'm tied to that tree from the second my feet leave the ground. It takes me a little while to climb it.
Oh, this is in Indiana. I just Googled fell from tree stand. Yep. So.
Well, it's a shame no matter where it takes place.
But, yeah, you got to tie off. A newlywed father-to-be, 32, chose to go off life support and die one day after he fell from a tree and became paralyzed.
Man, that's just.
He fell 16 feet from a tree stand and three of his vertebrae were crushed. He was paralyzed from the neck down and dependent on a ventilator. His brain was not affected. His family let him make the decision. He just got married in August, and his wife is pregnant with their baby.
Jeez, that's just tough.
32 years old, dead from a tree stand fall.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, man, it is not to minimize that story, but it is just a beautiful, crisp morning out here.
Oh, I wish I was out there sitting in a tree. I'd be just... You know, just raring to go this morning. So
I just pulled into the field. I'm getting ready to suit up, and I mean to tell you, it's going to be perfect.
Well, you get out there and enjoy yourself, and you call me if you nail one. Call me next week, and also we'll ask for a picture for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Oh, I'd post it.
Well, yeah, we'd like to print it. So
okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll let you know, Alan.
All right, Rich. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. There he goes. Wow. Now you're getting me all excited about talking about deer hunting, that's for sure. We were talking about waterfowl hunting, which I love just as much. Well, almost as much as deer hunting. Almost. I don't want to take anything away from the duck hunters. I was talking to our buddy Ken at Hammer Hollow Outfitters. They took two more deer this week, sent me pictures, and nice bucks, quality bucks, and they were brushing the goose blinds. Yesterday, and lots of opportunities, lots of geese, and they're looking forward to hearing from you. They do have openings for the upcoming goose season. And if you'd like more details, just give me a call, and we'll talk more about that. You can listen to the commercial, get their phone number. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Hey, when you go fishing or hunting on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Ken Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl, hunting boots, hips and waders, goose and duck calls, every accessory you need for your hunt. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives for and ice for your cooler. So fishermen, if you need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
We got 13 channels of wrestling coming in strong from our satellite sand. 200 function remote control, big screen TV with stereo. If it comes on just a little too late, it'll be three ZRs you can get it on tape. He's a high-tech redneck, legendary, he's Star Trek. He's a bumpkin, but he's bumpkin. He's a high-tech redneck.
Little George Jones. All right. We are taking your phone calls here at 410 WCBM 680. The muzzleloader contest is underway. We need your phone call. Once you call in, we will collect your phone number so we can contact you in case you win. And we don't do anything else with your phone number. We just have it for contact purposes. And then you just simply go on the air and say, hey, put me in a contest. And we can do that. Or you can have a conversation about anything you want to be, you want to have a conversation about. We can also take your entry online, if you like, at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is my email address. Right now, my computer's froze up. I don't know why. The little hourglass is the sand is not going through the hourglass, but we're trying to get back into Ellis Outdoors and get your email. So there we are. The Maryland Natural Resources Police charged men in Allegheny and Garrett counties with various violations. This is from the NRP blotter, just came out the other day. Apparently, in Allegheny and Garrett County, it's too far to drive to get on the water and catch oyster poachers. But so they just got to work there in their own counties. Now, acting on a tip, NRP officers on Sunday charged a Frostburg man with unlawful possession of wildlife. And what do you think they found in his home? Well, They found a timber rattlesnake inside his home. Dale Allen Spears, 53, admitted that he caught the rattlesnake about 4 years ago in the woods, and he just kept it. You know, biologists from DNR Wildlife and Heritage Service removed the snake from the home. Spears is scheduled to appear in Allegheny District Court on January 16th. Apparently, you can't keep a live timber rattlesnake in your house. Why would you want to? But hey, maybe he's a lonely guy. I don't know. In Garrett County, NRP, Natural Resources Police, or affectionately known as the NERPs, cited a Garrett County man on Wednesday with, well, he was illegally hunting turkeys. Wasn't turkey season, but he was out there. An officer on patrol near the power lines on Deer Ridge Road in Northwest encountered a hunter using a gun with a double-aught buckshot. Richard Eugene Schaefer, 59, my age, should have known better. Grantsville, charged with hunting turkey out of season. Violation carries a $450 fine and received a warning for hunting turkey with illegal ammunition. Now, what do you think was a bigger violation, to tell the NRP guy you were hunting turkey or to tell him you were hunting deer with buckshot? So the guy's thinking, how can I get out of this? What can I tell him? I guess I got to tell him I'm hunting turkeys because I got a shotgun with buckshot in it. Well, I'm hunting turkeys. Oh, really? You're using buckshot. That's a deer load. No, I'm hunting turkeys. Well, you know, turkey season closed. Is it? Oh, I thought turkey season was still in. Really? Sure you weren't hunting deer? Oh, no, I know deer season's closed. I'm hunting grouse. I'm hunting rough grouse. Oh, good grief. And then this from the NRP police blotter. Officers charged an Allegheny County man Thursday. Big violation here. Illegally operating a tree service that caused $500 in damage to a utility transformer. Michael Anthony Bowman, 34, Frostburg. No, I care about a tree service. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Well, look, for Mr. Spears, 53, with the live timber rattler in your house, and Mr. Richard Eugene Schaefer, 59, of Grantsville, with hunting turkeys out of season with buckshot, I have a little song for you.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Pete, Catonsville, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
What's up?
I'm miserable. I got a miserable cold.
You don't sound that good, man.
I wanted to call and enter your muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
I like squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, deer hunting. I haven't been in a couple of years, but...
Yep.
But because of the economy and what have you and the family and all, but man, I love hunting.
I know.
I love nature.
Yeah, that's cool. I just talked
to... I don't like Mother Nature, but she's mad and gives me a cold.
No. Well, you did that to yourself by working too hard.
Well, with the weird weather, how do you know how to dress, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The variation of 30, 40 degrees in one day, you know, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
And I'm a hard head. When I start sweating, I take my jacket off, and I know I shouldn't. But then I got to pay the price.
That's right. Don't blame it on anybody but yourself. Come on now.
Well, I like beating on other people besides myself.
Do you?
I'm an agitator also.
You're a what?
Agitator.
Are you really? Are you going to try and agitate me?
Oh, not really.
Why? Well, you give it a shot. See how it works. Go ahead. Hit me.
Nah.
Oh, I see.
All right, Mr. Allen, I really appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Pete. Hope you feel better.
All right, thank you, buddy.
See ya.
Bye.
There you go. Yeah, he's up against a professional, that's why. Hey, my buddy Dave, that's my partner. I'm his partner in Jerky for the Troops. We mentioned this last week. What we're doing is we're engaging some of the local deer processors to who actually produce jerky for the hunters. We're asking the hunters to donate a pound of jerky, and we're asking the deer processors to just collect it. We'll pick it up and we'll make sure we send it to the troops in Afghanistan. Dave's son is over there, and he's got a lot of buddies and relatives and so forth. And like I told you last week, I have a nephew who's a SEAL, but that's my closest connection to that. But Dave's pretty intimately involved, so I'm helping him promote jerky for the troops. You can see this if you go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. It's on page 21 there, and then the press release is on page 19. Now, I don't know if that still works on the page numbers are exactly right, but if you look on Maryland Hunting Quarterly, you can see Jerky for the Troops. But I was talking to Dave, and he's hunting in Pennsylvania this weekend. He's got a buddy up there, has a farm, and they're doing some turkey hunting. He said, I'm trying to get my buddies to get a bunch of squirrels. He said, I'm going to do a recipe for squirrels. Dave's a chef, so there you go. All right, let's talk to Bernie in White Marsh. Good morning, Bernie. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up?
There's a lot of young deer this year, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of deer.
You know, about 3 or 4 days ago, I was coming down 40 in Aberdeen along there at the marsh and that.
Yeah.
And there was a little deer, and it looked like it was the mother, but it wasn't very big.
Yeah.
And the little spotted deer.
Yeah, a little fawn with spots. Well, now, was it a fawn spot, or was it just abnormally white?
No, it looked like a newborn.
Newborn fawn, yeah. Well, there are some late fawns out there that were born late, in August and September, and those are a result of the late rut and the yearlings from last year coming into estrus in January and February and getting bred, and then it's a 200-day gestation period, so there are any number of.
I thought that was kind of late.
Well, it is very late. Yeah, it sure is. So
I'm 79 years old, and I've never seen no deer being born that late in the year.
Well, there's a lot of deer out there, Bernie, and I'm 59, and there's a lot of things I see that I've never seen before. So,
ain't it though?
Yeah,
a lot of things happening too.
That's right.
Listen, what if you had a black a muzzleloader growing or something?
What's that?
We're
giving away a muzzleloader courtesy of the folks at CVA, CVA.com. We're giving away a Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel muzzleloader with a camo stock. We're doing that in October, November, and December.
How you get on that?
Well, did they ask for your phone number?
No, he didn't.
All right, well, get on hold, Bernie, and we'll get your phone number, and we'll put you in a drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you. And we've got, let's see, who's up next? That looks like Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wesley. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to hear your voice again this morning. Hey, listen, black powder hunting. My son's just got a CVA wolf. And
yeah.
We haven't shot it in yet. But
okay.
And we're thinking, he was thinking to take that during rifle season instead of, since he just bought this rifle, he wants to take it during rifle season. What do you think about that?
That's fine. If that's what he wants to use, let him use it.
I was kind of going the same way.
Yeah, he's got one shot. He's got one shot. It's his gun. It's a great tool for teaching discipline. Make the right shot. Pick the right opportunity. You only get one opportunity. You make sure the shot is right. It's a great teaching. It's a great teaching moment for you.
Well, that's what we're going to go for. I think we're going to do that.
Yeah. How old is he?
He is 12.
Yep. Great lesson. Great lesson. Teach him how to shoot. Shoot right. Shoot accurately. Pick the right time. Take the shot.
All right.
How's that sound?
That sounds great.
What kind of what kind of load are you using? What kind of?
Well, we're going to use the Power Bell. We haven't picked out which bullet it is yet. So we're going to pick out. I think we're going to use those Power Bells and see how they work.
Yeah, you've got a good guy there that can help you with black powder in Westminster. I don't know if you know it or not.
No.
Brownstone Trading Company.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Brad Vosburgh, he is Mr. Black Powder. That's where I would go for advice in Westminster if I were you.
Okay, great. Yes, I'll go out there.
Yeah, 2029 North Old Bachman Valley Road.
Okay.
You know where he is?
I do. I've never been in there, but I've been by it several times and said, oh, you know, I need to stop in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you if you're going up 97, you turn right there at the light by the, what is that, a Tevis Market or whatever that's called. You turn right at that light. You go out there. You find the old barn, the old weathered barn on the left-hand side, and turn left on Bachman Valley Road, Old Bachman Valley Road, and he's right there.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Got to go.
Thanks a lot, Al.
Yep. See ya. Let's see. Who we got next? John North. Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How
good.
Are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Okay. Got a question on hunter's etiquette.
Go ahead.
Today's opening day of black powder.
Yep.
I've got to go to work second shift.
Okay.
Going with my neighbor this morning.
Okay.
There's not a light on in his house. At what time do I call the number and wake up his wife and kids?
That's not even a question.
Okay.
That's not even a question.
I'm calling him in a minute.
I don't know. I don't know what you've waited for this long just to call me as far as etiquette. Not only would there be a phone call, there'd be a pounding on the door and a ringing of the bell.
Yeah, I think I'm on the way up there. I'll talk to you later.
Hunter's etiquette. Yeah, there. When it comes to waking your buddy up, there ain't none.
Okay. Right,
thanks, John. See you.
I'll see you.
All right, bye. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. All right, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Man, I was in there the other day. Waterfowl season's coming up. I want to tell you a little bit about a couple of shotguns they've got for waterfowl. The Gold Light 10-gauge is a gas-operated autoloader with a 3.5-inch chamber. It's got the Dura-Touch Armor coating, which helps prevent rust, and a mossy oak camo finish. 10-gauge, called the Gold Light, comes with 3-invector choke tubes. Then you've got the BPS pump, also available in camo, mossy oak breakup infinity camo, 3-invector plus choke tubes, bottom ejection, Dura-Touch armor coating, available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models. If you're a deer hunter, it comes in 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models are also available. And then there's the Maxxis, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, the power gas drive system, which is new from Browning, an auto loader shotgun. It's called Waterfowl Hunting Perfection. That's the Maxxis, M-A-X-U-S. And finally, the Humpback, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. 100,000 rounds are a 5-year guarantee on the new A5 kinematic drive system, ergo balanced, Vector Pro length enforcing cones, 12-gauge available in camo or black or regular wooden black. The A5, the hump is back. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. Just up Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the phone number.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices.
That's all right. All right. We had a little confusion here, ladies and gentlemen. That was my fault. Hey, waterfowl hunters, you like to shoot ducks and geese, right? Not pick them. Well, let Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island do the dirty work. While you browse through the store and see the huge selection of waterfowl calls, deer hunting gear, fishing tackle, the Drake and Under Armour camo clothing, the boots, the hips, the waders, you get the idea. You can shop while they're picking your ducks and geese. Chesapeake Outdoors, loaded with hunting gear and fishing tackle for every occasion. Bubba Blade Knives, ice for your cooler, bows by Matthews, crossbows by Excalibur, much, much more. You just can't. You know, take it all in one visit. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. You shoot them, they'll pick them.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff.
NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Hey, for hunters on the Mid-Shore, Tuckahoe River Deer Processing. That's where you take your deer. Give Troy a call at 443-786-5199. They're located on Tuckahoe Road near Denton, Maryland. You whack them, we pack them. That's their slogan at Tuckahoe River Deer Processing. They've got all the venison specialties, and they are an FHFH and Doe Harvest Challenge participating processor.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me round a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's talk to Elaine in Millersville. Hey, Elaine, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Alan. I haven't talked to you for a while. The last time I did, you told me to hang on because you wanted to talk to me later on.
Yeah, and I never called you, did I?
No, you didn't.
I'm a rotten guy. Well,
oh,
look,
no, you're not.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We'll get your number again, and I'll give you a call here a little later, okay?
Well, yeah, but what I wanted to tell you and some of your other callers, I noticed all you guys sound like you have a scratchy throat.
I'm good, actually. I'm a little congestion, but what's up? What's up with that?
Well, what I want to tell you is don't forget the old-time remedy of warm salt water. Gargling with it, and it'll get rid of all of that stuff out of your throat.
That's true. That's true.
And also, I just found out, I've been taking it myself for over a week, I found out that CalMax, C-A-L-M-A-X, CalMax, it's calcium and magnesium, and when you feel all tired and achy and everything like that, if you start taking that boy, in a couple days, you feel like a new person.
Really? CalMax, huh?
CalMax, and it really works. I've told several of my friends about it.
Where do you get that?
Well, you can send away to go on the Internet and look for Dr. Newton's Naturals. Dr. Newton
Natural.
Natural.
All right, we can do that.
And also, it's put out by another doctor. I can't think of his name right now, but it's C-A-L-M-A-X.
Okay.
Stuff. And also, one more tip. They all talking about fried chicken and stuff like that. I could not eat any of the fried chickens because as soon as it would get to my nose and I took the first bite, I would get terrible acid indigestion.
Really?
Well, yeah. Well, last night I stopped by Royal Farms right here on Veterans Highway, and I got some of their fried chicken and fries. It's no trans fat, and it's the first time in 20 years that I've eaten fried chicken and french fries that didn't give me heartburn. It's wonderful. The trans fats, there's no trans fats in this.
All right, Elaine, we're going to have to send Royal Farms a bill and tell them that you talked about them on the radio.
Yeah.
And CalMax. I think we'll send you the bill for that commercial.
Well, I just thought it would help you all.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. And now Brian, my producer, is getting hungry because you talked about fried chicken for me. All right, Elaine, thank you. Hang on there. We got you. Let's see. Who's next? We got who's waited the longest? Bill in Dundalk. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good morning. Your name's Mr. Allen, right?
It's just Allen, yes.
All right. Nice to meet you, and I always listen to your show every Saturday.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I used to hunt, but I can't no more. My laser shot.
Yeah.
But I just want to call and remind everybody, don't forget Monday, November 11th, is Veterans Day.
That's correct. That is correct. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And also, November the 10th, Sunday, is when the Marine Corps was established in 1775.
That's correct. Yep, another birthday. It's also my grandson Jacob's 14th birthday, November 10th. Yep.
Congratulations to you.
No, him, not me. I had nothing to do with it.
I know. But you feel proud.
I am proud. I'm proud of that boy. You're darn right.
Yeah.
So.
So we'll leave in a day on a bus trip, go down into the wall and different bases and iron them.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know.
You were a Vietnam vet, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one of our meat processors that's an advertiser with me in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We were talking about the jerky for the troops, and he's going to help us out on that. But he said, all the attention that's being paid to the troops that are returning now, he said, you know, I got a little trouble with it. I said, why? He said, when I come back from Vietnam, he said, they called me a baby killer and every name under the book. And he said, you know how that makes you feel when you're over there doing your duty for your country and you're trying to protect, you know, the rights that we all have. And you get disrespected by your own countrymen. And I said, and we talked about that. I said, I graduated high school in 1972. It was all winding down at that time. I said, my number was too high for the draft. I had a number. I just didn't get called. And I said, had I would have gone, of course. But, you know, it just didn't work out that way for me.
Right.
And I said, you know, I never felt that way about the troops, even growing up in that, you know, in that 60s and that whole atmosphere. But I look at our commander in chief right now, and I don't even know, buddy. I really don't know. I just, you're absolutely right. We need to remember our veterans, not only on Veterans Day, not just one day a year, but every day of the year.
Before you go, I was trying to catch that number for that one X-Liner in Glen Burnie.
Yeah, sure, sure. Give me a second here. Just give me a second here. I'll give it to you here. Let me find it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Good guys, too, buddy. I mean, I'll tell you. There it is right there. Okay, Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, are you ready?
Yes.
7890199.
Oh, 01. 99.
I'm sorry. Yep, 410-789-0199.
And what's the address, sir?
400 Arundel Corporation Road.
400 Arundel.
Yeah, you just get off Beltway exit 3A, when you come off of 3A, that puts you right on Arundel Corporation Road.
Oh, okay.
thing.
Yeah, it tees onto it, at least coming from the north. I'm not sure how coming from the south, but it's right there. It's right there off the exit.
Rundle Corporation Road. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yep, you got the number, and just call them, and they'll give you the directions and direct you right in there.
Oh, I think I'll go out turkey hunting now, then.
Yep.
Shotgun. What should I use? Four-shot, five-shot?
Buckshot. Buckshot. All right, Bill. Hey, buddy, we got to roll. Thank you for the call. I don't know where you're at. Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except for your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the first hour. We talked to Ruben off the air from down in Cambridge. He listens all the time, so we know we're booming into Cambridge, and we appreciate that, Ruben. We got you in the contest, and we'll talk to you a little later. Now, John in White Marsh, you're going to have to hold on. We want to talk to you about your subject there. And we'll be back after the news with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. If you have to leave us, get out, stay out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Stimulating.